Yay!
You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin.
I thought we agreed that's what I was going to do.
No, we didn't. We actually didn't talk about it.
Well, can we talk about it now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
All right. It is 3:05 p.m. You are listening to the Mascot Wedding Show on KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM. I am David Hatta. With me, as always, is Mac Blake.
Yo, yo.
And you are here for the fastest 30 minutes in radio. So how goes it today, Mac Blake?
It goes it pretty good. I'd like to remind people that this is a call-in show. It's where we open the phones, reach out to members of the community. And you can reach us anytime, 472-KOOP, 472-5667.
That was very well done.
Thank you very much.
I'll allow you to do that next time.
All right.
When we talk about who does what.
Okay. We were casting lots outside to determine who could do that.
Yeah, I thought I drew the black pebble, and that meant it was my turn.
No, that was while we were playing Mancala.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
So that meant nothing as far as the radio show goes.
No.
I'm sorry.
Actually, I don't know how you even cast lots, to be honest with you.
I think there's like a government auction. I could be wrong, though.
All right. So, yeah, Mascot Wedding Show back again. Hey, I feel like I should mention right off the bat, those people that are listening live, you're very, you're lucky and you're luxurious and you're great. However, maybe you didn't catch all the shows. Well, we started podcasting. We got the first one up there on the Mascot Wedding website, which is mascotwedding.com. And we'll add some more as weeks go by.
That's very good of you. You said you were going to do it, and you did it.
That's right. True to my word.
When did you get that done?
I got it done last night after midnight, about 12:40. So when I say before next show, I mean it. That's right.
Very, very, very before next
set
show.
Set it in stone.
What was that?
Well, I was maybe going, because when I say something, it comes true. So you might as well, for folks, you might as well set it in stone. Thinking I might get a drop.
Yeah, we could probably do that more professionally.
Like, I'll get, like, something where, like, a slab hits the ground, like, whoop-boop, and then it'll go, like, set it in stone, like, after every one of my, like, fresh takes or opinions.
How many of those do you plan on having?
Five per show.
Five per show.
Well, it's a goal. I don't know if I'm going to hit it.
It's only, like, a 30-minute show.
Fastest 30 minutes in radio, yeah.
It is the fastest 30 minutes in radio.
472-5667. How's it going, David?
It could be better. As you may tell, I am sick. And my voice is the first and actually only thing to be affected.
Actually, you sound pretty good today.
Really?
Yeah, I spoke to you last night and you still sounded like someone had kicked Martin Landau in the throat. But right now you sound pretty good.
I sounded like the illegitimate child of Kathleen Turner and a male version of Kathleen Turner.
Wow.
So Harvey Fierstein, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, and that's the awful thing about it is that I've been sick for the better part of a week. But I felt fine. Like, I haven't had any tummy problems. I haven't had any head problems. Like, I'm not groggy. I'm none of that. It's just my voice that's affected. And I feel like I'm cursed as far as the radio show goes because, as you may have noticed, every week that we've done the show, I've had something go wrong with my voice, throat, mouth area. So I hope that's not the case. I would hate for this to be the death of me.
That's a pretty lame complaint. Oh, I was sick, but I felt fine. Yeah, you poor baby.
Well,
let me just smack you up here on the DJ board, and I'll change your giant adult diaper.
Well, look, being the being an attendee of the regional radio Emmys,
yes,
I have a certain level of professionalism to uphold, and I don't want to let the loyal listener down.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's very good.
Yep. Well, I didn't even notice you were sick this week. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I was in Vegas.
Oh, were you now?
Yeah, I just got back from Las Vegas.
How'd that go?
It went well. I don't really have any crazy stories to tell.
Well, then why are you even bothering?
Well, it's because it's like most of my vacations, it seems I'm excited to get back and tell people about them because it's new forms of complaining. Like, it's like, oh, man, I can't wait to come back and complain about this trip. But, and then I was like, well, I don't know. Do people like to hear people... You know, if I came back like, how's your trip? Oh, it was great. And they just talk about how great their trip is forever. That seems kind of boring.
Well, as long as you don't provide us with, like, slides.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, well, if someone came back and just, you know, whine the entire time about that trip, that'd be annoying, too. And then I decided it's how you tell it. And I was actually, you know, Vegas. First one thing. So I'm on the plane out to Vegas. I think I'm taking a what do you call those when you
an airplane?
Yeah, like a connecting flight, I guess, from Denver to.
It's called a connecting flight.
Okay, connecting flight from Denver to Vegas. I sat across the aisle from me was a man dressed in what appeared to be Buddhist robes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and shaved head, glasses. Looked just like the Dalai Lama, except completely different in the face and body.
Okay.
Guess what book he was reading? Wow. Wrong. He was reading Successful Sales Pitches.
No kidding.
101 Successful Sales Pitches. Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
So it was like a Hare Krishna on the go or
yeah.
on the grow,
yeah,
some
exactly.
might say.
He's like, I don't feel like my soul's performing well enough. Let me talk to Chuck, Charles Schwab.
Got to get those quarterly soul earnings.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It just seemed a little odd.
Well, that is kind of odd.
I guess I don't know enough about the Buddhist faith, but I think if you're that into it, that just it was a surprising book for me.
Yeah. Well, it's. I had nothing for that. I had a really dumb tambourine joke. And yes,
I kind of want to hear that. Just 'cause that doesn't seem to go. I don't know. It seems out of place.
Well, maybe he's going to take the advice of his tambourine and bring in some more cha-ching.
He didn't have a tambourine, David.
See?
Yeah, okay.
Cha-ching.
All right.
Bring in the cash.
I got it.
I immediately regretted it in my head, and right now I am embarrassing myself. So the rest of the trip,
it was a very nice trip. I didn't lose that much money.
Cha-ching.
I set out a certain amount that I was sort of willing to lose, and I came in under that. It would have been nice to win, but whatever. I wasn't bummed out about it.
What was your game?
Played a little Pie Gal, played a little bet on some sports.
Yeah,
basketball didn't work out.
So you're like a junkie now.
I am. I was all twitchy on the way home.
Like a betting junkie.
When you get to the Vegas airport, there's slots right in the airport, which I think is kind of sad. Like you know, as soon as you especially the people leaving, like gotta fit it in.
Yeah, that's sad both ways because you come there and you're like, oh man, my luck's gonna start today, mm-hmm. and you play the airport slot, and then on your way out, as you just said, it's like, all right, I've got two bits left. Can't go home to the kids and have them punch me mercilessly for being a loser.
Yes.
Gotta try this one last time.
I don't know how that's how your family did things. That's how mine did.
Punch you mercilessly?
Yeah.
No, we stopped doing that in like 87.
No. Oh.
Which stinks because I was only like 7 years old, so I missed out on the prime punching years.
It's usually my brother Calvin's idea. He's more of a puncher.
Your brother Calvin's a thug.
I don't like him. He's got problems. But Vegas had a lot of human garbage.
Oh, yeah?
You know, a lot of HGs, I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so many different kinds of human garbage walking around that it never bothered me. I was just excited to stare at them.
Well, how do you mean?
It was like going to some sort of like zoo for human trash. Like, that's what it was. Like, you know, you have like Vegas people who are like, sort of like walking around, like dressed in all black, crazy hair and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you have like the high roller gambler people who are... like 65 years old, and yet they've pumped their face, with full of so much Botox, and you know they're orange, their level of tan, their hair has been replaced by doll's hair.
You know what? In their defense, I don't think that's so much Botox and cosmetic surgery as it is nicotine and fluorescent lights.
Well, there you go.
So I think you should give them a break.
Then you also have like the hopeless gamblers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also have, who else do you got? You got large groups of people like, like rednecks, any sort of human garbage. They all go there, you know? Like, name a type of human garbage. Street trash? Yeah, they're there.
I feel bad we've alienated the redneck and street trash contingent of our audience.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Thoughts on HG? Call us up, 472-KOOP.
Yes, climb up to the top of that phone pole.
Yes.
And let us know what you think.
Probably see your ma on the roof. but it was a good trip, and the other thing, as soon as you walk off the airplane, they have all these ads for shows in the airport, and I instantly felt sad because all the shows were pathetic.
Like what do you got?
Well, it's pathetic in a way that I don't want to go see it. I mean, maybe somebody else, like the producer,
the bastion of taste.
Yeah, I know. Someone's called me Pigpen on the show before.
That's right. Like,
stupid callers.
Oh, we need to start using that more
stupid
often.
Stupid callers. Hey, call in, you stupid callers. The producer starring Tony Danza. Doesn't really sound like a winner.
That's not a real show, is it?
Yes. And then in the Hilton, they had... Barry Manilow's Music and Passion, and there's a man whose face is like 90% you know, cowpox or whatever, or bacteria. Or
he looks like Madam. He looks like that puppet from many, many years ago.
Not familiar with Madam.
All right. You'll know her when you see her. It's like a puppet Phyllis Diller. Okay, Barry Manilow looks like Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller is another, yes. And
was she doing a show in Vegas?
Probably. I don't know.
I wonder if it's that sort of like Superman Clark Kent thing where like Barry Manilow will just come off stage and Phyllis Diller will show up and they're like, oh, Phyllis, you just missed Barry. And she's like, didn't I? And like buttons up her shirt.
Except instead of one going out and doing good, they both go out and, you know, pretend to weep at their own songs. He's not heavy. He's my brother. And like, oh, overcome with emotion. I don't know how that song actually goes. So
no, you don't.
I was just singing the lyrics, not the tune. Oh, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's see if we can't rustle up some phone calls. And in the meantime, we will pay some bills and we'll be right back on the Mascot Wedding Show. And we're back, and my levels are loud. Oh my goodness. Bring that down a little bit. Bring me down a lot of bit. And you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, and hang on, we've got a caller. Let me try to bring this bad boy up. Hello, KOP, you're on there.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. Who's this?
You don't recognize my voice.
I'm sorry, I have no idea who this is.
You don't know who this is?
No, can you help me out?
It's Trev, man.
Trev. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on the name.
Trev, we used to work together back when you worked at International Tomato.
Oh, hey, Trevor, how's it going?
It's Trev now.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just not familiar with calling you Trev, though, so I apologize.
Yeah, but that's what I go by now.
Okay, well, hey, how's it going, Trev?
Nothing much. Just taking it easy here at International Tomato.
Okay, yeah, how's that going these days?
It's going pretty good. Things are a little bit crazy, though, because we got a company softball team.
Yeah. I actually, the company I work for, Austin Hammock and Futon, we have our own softball team.
Yeah, funny you should mention that. Yeah, we play out on the Sunday Slow Pitch League out in Sunken Valley.
As do we. That's quite the coincidence.
Yeah, it's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
All right, shoot.
Because, you know, the Packets, that's our team name.
Yeah.
We got a game this Sunday around 3:30 out there.
No kidding. What field?
Harris West.
Harris West, that's you are playing us. You're playing the Austin Hammock and Futon Chairs.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I got word that you play for that team. We're playing this weekend. I was wondering if you could actually do me a favor.
I can try. What kind of favor do you have in mind?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, like you said, we're playing you guys, and let's say that you're out in the field. I was just wondering if the opportunity arises, maybe you could, just do me a favor.
Like, what kind of favor do you have in mind? You're going to have to be a little more specific than that.
Well, you know, if a ball comes your way or something and you have an opportunity to, ignore it, maybe you do that.
Like, ignore the ball? Like not field it?
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Are you asking me to throw the game?
Whoa. I'm not asking you to do anything, buddy. But if you're playing the game, you know, you're out there and things go your way and you happen to, just let them happen, then, you know, that's okay by me. I'd appreciate that.
That sounds awfully like throwing the game.
Look, it's not throwing the game. Like, what position do you play?
I'm third base.
Third base.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say Big Daddy T's up.
Who's Big Daddy T?
I hit a ball your way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know Big Daddy T.
That's me. It's Trevor Olay. I'm right here.
Who gave you that nickname?
Well, I did. Why?
You gave yourself the nickname Big Daddy T?
Well, and Trevor Olay.
Trevor Olay. Oh, like Chevrolet.
Yeah, what are you, a little slow over there?
I guess so. I'm not hip on your myriad of nicknames.
Well, look, let's say you're playing third base.
Okay.
Chevrolet grounds one your way. Maybe you just let it go by.
You know what? I don't feel comfortable doing this. Two, that's really not going to happen. I'm kind of a really good third baseman, and I think people would be suspicious if I just let a slow roller by Chevrolet go through my legs.
I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I'm the best third baseman in the Sunday Slow Pitch League.
No, I hate to break it to you. That could not be further from the truth.
Yeah, it is. How many home runs have you hit?
So far this season, I've got like 32 home runs.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's a lot.
Why, how many do you have?
I only have 9.
You only have 9 home runs?
Yes.
I hate to break it to you. That's actually one of the worst totals in the league. You might be one of the worst.
Hey, it's the most on my team, okay?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. That's bad.
Yeah, the Packets aren't doing so well this year.
No. Actually, aren't you guys, like, in last place?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to be rude, or I guess as rude as I can be to a guy who's asking me to throw the game, but what does it even matter if I throw the game?
Well, I'll forget that tone of yours, but let's just say I really need for this game to turn out in a certain way.
I don't understand. Well, I mean, you guys are in last place. It's not like you're going to win anything.
Yeah, well, I may win more than you think. I kind of owe some certain people a certain amount of money, and I bet a lot on this Sunday game. I kind of need it to turn out the way I need it to.
I see. Okay, so you're in trouble. Look, I mean, if it's a matter of money, I'll loan you some money to get out of trouble.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Well, how much do you owe?
$3.
Okay, so like 300? That's fine.
No, I said $3.
Okay, 3,000? Look, I don't know if I can do
it. A little more.
Like 30,000?
I owe $30,000, yes.
30,000? Well, first of all, it's not even 3 bills. That should be like 30 bills. Yeah, I think you're kind of wrong on that.
But when do you think you're going to get that to me?
Okay, well, let's... Look, I agreed much too soon. I didn't know you owed $30,000.
Yeah, I do. And unless this game turns out a certain way, or if you give it to me, which is great.
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right, well, look, then you're going to throw the game for me, all right?
Look, I can't say that I'm going to throw the game. I mean, how do you bet $30,000 on a beer league softball game anyway?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. The score needs to be, it's not $30,000 on whether or not we win. It's $30,000 on if we win by a certain amount.
Oh, okay, so how many runs do you need to win by?
Just a few.
Like 5?
A little bit more.
10?
A little bit more than that.
12?
Higher.
15?
More runs than that.
20?
Higher.
25?
Higher.
30?
More runs.
35 runs.
We need some more runs than that.
40?
A little bit more.
45.
Just a bit more.
50.
Yeah, a little bit more than that.
60.
Whoa, 60. This isn't baseball again. All right. We need 57 runs. We need to win by 57.
57 runs?
Yes.
There is no way that is going to happen in any game on this universe.
Yeah, it will happen because you'll be helping us out.
No, actually, by law, it can't happen. We have the 10-run rule in softball. You can't beat somebody by more than 10 runs.
What are you talking about?
I mean, there's the mercy rule. So if a team outscores the other by more than 10 runs, the game is called. That's it. So
you can't be serious.
I'm very serious. You didn't know this? That's like one of the first rules they teach you. Did they trick you? Did the guys you owe money to trick you into thinking you can beat us by 57 runs?
No, I told them.
You told them.
Oh, no.
You probably should have thought ahead on this one, Trev.
Smooth Leo's going to kill me.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
Smooth Leo.
Smooth Leo.
Yeah.
Well, you probably shouldn't have gotten involved with a guy named Smooth Leo.
Hey, I made decisions. I'm not proud of them, but I made them.
And so now you owe you owe three bills.
You know, come to think of it, we've been beaten by 10 runs before, and they called the game on us.
Yeah, you really should have picked up on that.
I thought they were just being especially sensitive to our team.
No, that's a rule.
Oh, no.
Well, look, I'm sorry.
All right, well, you're going to loan me the money, right?
Absolutely not. There is no way I can raise $30,000 just to get you out of debt.
Oh, come on. It's me. It's Trev. We used to work together.
Yeah, we did used to work together. We don't work together anymore.
They used to call us Hada and the Trev Rolay.
Nobody ever called us that.
Well, look, so I need this money. When are you going to give it to me?
I can't give it to you. That's way too much money. That is impossible for me to get together.
But you said you would give it to me.
Well, that's when I thought you owed like a couple $100.
Maybe I'm going to tell Smooth Leo that you have his money.
But I don't have his money.
Well, maybe I'll still tell Smooth Leo that you do.
Oh, are you threatening me?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, when Smooth Leo comes to collect Sunday after the game, maybe, unless I have three bills in my pocket, maybe I'll just point to you.
And what's Smooth Leo going to do to me?
Trust me, you don't want to know.
No, I want to know. What's he going to do?
You really want to know?
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say it's going to be a real hard swinging a bat with no hands.
Okay, so he's going to cut my hands off. If I don't give him your money.
Well, it's his money.
Look, I'm sorry you're in this mess, but I can't help you out of it.
I think you are going to help me out.
No, I'm not.
All right, well, if you don't help me out, kiss your hands goodbye.
All right, fine. I guess I'm going to kiss my hands goodbye then.
All right, go Packets.
Go Packets. Great. And he hung up on me. So I've been threatened, and I've been hung up on, and now there is a surprising amount of money riding on this Sunday's game between the Packets and the Fighting Chairs. So I'm looking forward to that one. That should be a good one. Well, I guess that's all the time we got. It's 3:28. Let's go ahead and call it a show. You've been listening to Mac and David on the Mascot Wedding Show. I am David. Mac is attending to business. And don't forget to, if you would like to learn more about the show, including listen to some of those great, great podcasts, you might want to check out mascotwedding.com for more information about us. Slappy Pinchbottom coming up next with his odd preoccupation. Here is Stephen Malkmus. We'll see you next week. Jennifer dates a man in a 60s cover band. He's the S-Dog, Sean, if you wish. She's 18, he's 30.